This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we head into this day, let's do it the right way, and that's by spending some time with God. It's so important because as you spend time with God, you focus your mind on the right kinds of things. We're looking this week at this beautiful description of Jesus Christ at the beginning of the letter to the Hebrews in the Bible. He describes Jesus as God has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. He upholds the universe by the word of his power, and after making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. The passage goes on to talk about Jesus, and it speaks to Jesus, quoting from the Old Testament, "You, Lord, laid the foundation of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They, the heavens, will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. Like a robe, you will roll them up. Like a garment, they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will have no end." Well, when you think of God in this way and Jesus in this way, you see how different he is from everything else in this world. Everything else comes and goes. Even the whole universe, eventually, it says, will perish. It will wear out like a garment. But Jesus remains. He's the same forever. Now, when we think about this, it really helps us take stock of our lives and what our lives are about. Everyone's life is about something, right? There's something that's kind of at the center of their lives, something they make their decisions around, whether it's the advancement of their career for some people, or the nicer home, or for some people it's their kids, or for some people it's a car that they love. All sorts of things kind of become the focus of our lives, don't they? But this passage really brings us home to what's really important. It's the things that are going to last forever. You know, you are one of those things. No, not your body. We all know our bodies are wearing out. They won't last forever. But when your body dies, you will keep going. You'll exist forever after the death of your body. And your life is connected to other things that last forever. And the things of God are the things that matter. He's the one that created all things. And so as you think about what in your life would count, think about what are the priorities for God in this world, right? What are the priorities of God for your life? Those are the things that matter. That bigger TV you want, it doesn't really matter in the long scheme of things. That bigger house you want, making your current house nicer, nothing wrong with any of those things, right? All those things are great, but they're not what your life is about. They're not God's agenda for your life. God's agenda for your life is about people, because people last forever. What he wants to do in the lives of the people around you, how he wants to impact your kids' lives through you, or your parents' lives through you, or your friends' lives, the people you encounter through the day. What is God's agenda for your life? That's what you need to focus on. I wonder if you've ever stopped and even asked that question. Not, "Oh God, I'd really like you to bless my agenda for my life." But rather, "God, what is your agenda for my life? Because that's what I want to focus on. I know that that is what really matters about my life." I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.